And good morning, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. And this is the next episode of Sounds of the City with your host, Ryan Naragi, with you on our Friday, beautiful Friday morning at 10 a.m. The show will go on till 11 a.m. Sounds of the City, a show that started approximately a month ago. Wow, time flies. It started a month ago, and it's a show dedicated to promoting upcoming live concerts in town. So whether local or international or small, big, whatever, I promote them. So tune in every Friday between 10 a.m. to 11 a.m., and I will give you the latest update about what's going to be on next. However, the main... one of the most important notes of this week, as you've all known since you've been listening to CITR, it's the CITR's famous annual fund drive, where you kindly call in and donate your money to us. It's not over yet, because the fund drive finale, the big party, is happening. Yes, it's happening tonight. It's happening tonight at the Biltmore with a whole bunch of goody-goody bands. But if you still do want to donate, please do call in and give your pledge. I will... gladly accept, because I wasn't really too particularly ready for the fund drive last week, so I'll be doing my episode this week. So if you'd like to call in and donate any money, I'll gladly accept. It's at 604-822-8648. The official end date of the week fund drive was last night, but because I was running a little bit behind, I want to do mine this morning. So if you'd like to call in and donate, please call in at 604-822-8648. However, if you don't want to donate at my particular show and would like to get a live experience out of it, don't forget to join us at the Biltmore tonight with a whole bunch of good bands. And one of the good bands that I like talking about is the Shimmering Stars. This one's called Love is Strange. Check it out on CITR 101.9 FM, and then we'll be back shortly with more information of good times. You just heard was the Shimmering Stars with Love is Strange. Yes, tonight, Shimmering Stars, they're playing, they're one of the many bands playing at the Biltmore for CITR's annual Fun Drive finale. You can find more information on Facebook. It's, the show is called Tune Into the Future, CITR's Fun Drive finale. Other than Shimmering Stars, we have tonight, we'll have The Defectors, Shearing Finks, Womankind, Synth Cake, World Club, and Love Cuts. And with DJ Love Jones and Radio Zero's Tyler Fetchuk. I'm sorry if I pronounced Fetchuk's, Tyler's last name incorrectly. There's going to be silent auction with tons of goodies from given by Blim, Black Dog Video, The Bike Kitchen, Biltmore itself, Australian Boot Company, Audiophile Records, etc., 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 etc. We have over 50, I think over 60 silent auction donors, so tickets are only $10. It's a great cause. Come support community radio. Please help us exist on air. Tune in tonight at the Biltmore Cabaret. Doors open at 8. I'm actually going to be doing the door between 8 to 10. So if you're going to, and by doing the door, I mean I'm going to be guarding, manning the door, so to say. So if you'd like to join in, come say hi. Please do. We'd love to hang out with you. And tell me you listen to my radio show. It'll make me really, really happy. But carrying on after tonight's fun drive, tomorrow night we have the little bit of a change of genres here. As you know, my show is all about different genres. We have tomorrow night, we're going to, at the Chan Center, we're going to have Mr. Homai, a classical Persian composer and opera singer. And well, actually, I was lucky to have an interview with him late last night. Tried to do it. We tried to bring him down to the station today, but unfortunately, everything was just really, really busy. I was really, really happy to get an interview with him. I apologize in advance that this interview was not recorded in a studio, so you might get a little bit of feedback in the background. However, it wasn't something I could miss. An incredible classical musician, Persian musician, and it wasn't something that I'm Persian too, so this wasn't something I should have missed. So I would like to play you an edited 3-4 minute interview from Mr. Homai, and then we're gonna get to some songs by him. He's playing at the Chan Center tomorrow night. Ticket prices vary, but you can buy ticketmaster.ca. I think the average price is around $60, but it goes up to $90. Listen to our interview with Mr. Homai, and then we'll be here with more music from him and more upcoming shows. Right after this, you're listening to Ryan Naragi on CITR 101.9 FM, Sounds of the City Radio Show. Hey, how's it going, everybody? This is Ryan from CITR Radio on 101.9 FM. I am sitting here with Mr. Parvez Homai, a fantastic Iranian musician. How are you, good sir?
Hi, nice to meet you, and I am happy to be here.
Awesome. Could you please, for our audience, could you please give us a very short brief about you and your music and what type of music you play?
Okay, my name is Parvez Homai. My professional name is Parvez Homai. I changed my last name. I'm singer and composer and poet. I'm created of Mastan group. I am from Gilan in Iran.
So from what I recollect, you were not allowed to perform within your home country. And so where, as a musician, where do you perform?
All concert in Europe, in US and Canada.
How do you compromise for not being able to play within your own country? So do you play always outside?
I wish to go back to Iran to perform all of Iran.
Maybe one day. So, from as I can see, most are your audience. It ranges from the ages of 8 to 88, and from what I recall from classical music in general, when I was growing up, it was classical music belonged to more senior crowd. But you play classical music, and you like everybody likes your music. So, how did you make that happen, or how does that work?
I believe because my music has a very good tempo, Iranian tempo, a very happy tempo, and a positive message, and good message for all audience. So do you say that all classical music has a depressing or sad tempo, and that's why youth don't like them?
I believe Persian classical music, its culture is very slow. I think my group and other three or four groups formed and transformed this style and of music.
And who are the other three ensembles?
First, Calm Cars Ensemble, Daston Ensemble, my group, Maston Ensemble, and a new group in Iran, Rastak Ensemble.
Rastak?
Rastak Ensemble.
Does Rastak Ensemble perform in Iran?
Yeah.
They can perform in Iran? How about Dastan?
Dastan in Europe.
In Europe.
Yeah.
You said that youth like your music because you have a positive message. What is your message?
The main message of my music is love and wisdom and humanity.
And that was a very short interview that I had with Mr. Homai last night. I'm going to be playing you a tune from his beautiful...
خوشم شادم نمیخواهم جز این کاری کنم من نمیخواهم به جای خوش بودن زاری کنم سرخوشم تا مهربانی در دلم جاری کنم زاهدا خوش باش و خند زاهدا خوش باش و خند پیش ما زاری مکن می بخور من بر بسوزان مردم آزاری مکن مردم آزاری مکن مردم آزاری مکن
مستان و همای در تور آمریکا و کانادا 19 نوامبر Chicago, 20 November, Washington.
And what you just heard was a clip from Mr. Parvaz Homai, absolutely incredible musician. Had a great time chatting with him last night. He is actually, his ticket shows are, the price ranges from $40 to $90. I previously had said $50. You can buy his tickets at Ticketmaster.ca or at the Chan Center by the door, but be careful. This guy has played, this is his fourth year playing in Vancouver. He's had pretty packed shows last time, and you never know, that might get packed this time, so you don't want to miss out on such beautiful, upbeat, classical Persian music, which everybody loves. Carrying on with the day, I did not, now that I forgot to mention, but I wanted to mention, because I just got some of the dates mixed up, I usually do it in consecutive order, but on November 30th, we have the Matinee. They're playing at the Biltmore, and I'm going to play you a song that they played, an acoustic version they recorded on a bus, and it's called Sweetwater. Check it out on CITR 101.9 FM with your show Sounds of the City with your host, Rain.
Party. It's an elusive idea. People have to be completely entertained from the moment they walk in to the moment they leave. It's a grand experiment.
Welcome to the future of parties, the perfect party. We here at CITR consider ourselves party scientists, and we are proud to bring you into the future of parties with our annual Fun Drive finale at the Biltmore Cabaret. The Fun Drive finale celebrates the contributions of all our Fun Drive donors with a magnificent night of local music and a legendary silent auction. Friday, November 25th, there is no place you'd rather be than at the Biltmore Cabaret. Bands include Womankind, Shimmering Stars, Synthcake, World Club, Love Cuts, Shearing Pinks, The Defectors, and more.
Advance tickets are available online at brownpapertickets.com or at your local record store.
A limited number of tickets will also be available at the door.
For more information and to check out the list of our silent auction swag, go to CITR.ca or search for Fun Drive Finale on Facebook.
CITR, tune into the future with us.
I am a party scientist. Welcome to my laboratory.
And the song that you just heard was from the matinee called Seawater. They're playing at the Biltmore tonight, and their fundraiser, it's a fundraiser for prostate for cancer awareness. So I highly recommend checking them out tonight at the, tonight at the Biltmore. They were playing on November 30th at the Biltmore. Tonight at the Biltmore is the fund drive. Sorry, after a week of running around and trying to get help out with fund drive stuff, and everyone at the station has been doing that, it's been quite crazy. So yeah, I guess sometimes you get your dates mixed up. But the date that I haven't got mixed up is on the same date, November 30th, Dogwood and Dahlia. There are a very young underage, by underage I mean I think they're like 17, 18, and by that I meant they're really, really talented, because once I play their song Whiskey Hearts, you're gonna love them. And they're playing at the Wired Monk Fleetwood at Surrey. This is obviously an all ages show, and tickets are only $5. I can easily see these guys playing next to Dan Mangan, or even not better, but well, anyhow, as good as Dan Mangan within the next 2 years. This one's called Whiskey Hearts. You're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM. I'll be back with more upcoming music after this. Ooh, and a little bit of a heads up to you. We started the show with lots of classical and instrumental music, but in about 15 minutes, we're going to have the lovely Vancouver's very own Timothy Wisdom, electronic artist. He's going to be calling in on air, and we'll be playing some tunes from him, so stay tuned for that as well. But for now, here is Dogwood and Dahlia with Whiskey Hearts on CITR. This is a live recording, by the way.
Logs and burn the bark. Find horizons in the dark. Stupid boys with whiskey hearts. If the sky is getting dark, if the thunder makes you stare, how about you come and find me? Spitting rhymes in the air, our fists go flying, dropping that total line. If the sky is getting dark, if the thunder makes you scared, how about you come and find me?
What you just heard was Dogwood and Dahlia with the song Whiskey Hearts. Once again, they're playing for $5 only in Surrey at the Wired Monk Fleetwood. It's an all ages show. I highly recommend checking these guys out before they get really, really big and you have to spend $400 to buy a pair of tickets to go see them. You don't want to do that, so try to catch them when they're big. How many people have probably thought, oh my god, I wish I had caught Dan Mangan when he was just playing at the Biltmore for like for a $5 entry on a Wednesday night? Now all you can do is just check him out every once a year at like two sold out shows what was the venue you played at the Orpheum or at the Vogue Theater. So I highly recommend not making the same mistake that some of you made with Dan Mangan and check him out. Check these guys out, Dogwood and Dahlia. Once again, they're playing at the Wired Monk for $5, Wired Monk Fleetwood for $5, and the show is in Surrey. Another show I would love to talk about is one of my personal favorites from the city, the lovely band Hey Ocean. They've been around for quite a while now, and they're doing a show tomorrow night as part of the Grey Cup finale. It's at the Play Now's main stage. Here's a song by them. It's called A Song About California, and then slowly but surely we'll be moving on to have a nice good chat with Mr. Timothy Wisdom, who's going to call in the studio in about 10 minutes. Looking forward to that. But for now, on CITR, here's Hey Ocean with Song About California.
Write a song about California, he said. Write a song about California, he said to me before I left, but I think I'll write a song about him instead. Now I'm sitting up on Hollywood Hill. Can't think of a single thing to sing about this place. Maybe I never will, but I'm thinking about you still. Walking down Sunset Boulevard, never thought writing a song about some place could be this high. With you, I don't know where to start. Here's to the one who kept me up all night, who sings exactly right and never lets me know.
Hey, it's Vince for CITR. You gotta be in a great mood all day because you gotta be tuning into some of the freshest independent music around. You love music, but you just hate finding it, right? Just tune in and pow, music. Hey, Katy Perry, what were you listening to before? Your mainstream radio was boring. Boring radio, boring life. Now look at this. Add a little punk, throw in a little rock and reggae, and shazam! Now you've got yourself a radio station. You like news? Check out my news. You'll love my news. What you can do is mix things together.
Mix things together? Are you straight up crazy? I can never do that with my old radio station.
How can I get me some CITR?
It was so easy to find. 101.9 on the FM dial or online at CITR.ca. Now, how much would you expect to pay for all of this?
$100. No, $500.
The way?
Okay, $1,000. I would pay $1,000.
Not today. Not in my studio. CITR is absolutely free. But free ain't cheap. So if we got a deal for you, call today or donate online and we'll throw in another full year of maintenance-free music. But wait, there's more!
Can he do that?
I can and I am. If you call in the next 20 minutes, because you know we can't do this all day, we'll throw in Breakfast with the Browns, Dunkin' Donuts, and Sore Throats Clapping Hands absolutely free. Here's how to order. Operators are standing by now.
Call 604-UBC-CITR or 822-2487. And when you call, ask about our fun drive swag. Operators are standing by now to take your calls. Can't get to a phone? Go to CITR.ca/fundrive to donate online. This is a limited time offer, and quantities are unlimited. So call now. That's 604-822-4287. Again, 604-822-4287. Call now.
The way the water was, us waiting just above, up in our golden tree, peering through yellow leaves. We sat there searching for our spirit animal. On the shore, we never once saw yours. You scraped your stomach good. The fog cried out to you in the dark, way before the moon. But it came far too soon. Too soon to say it. Is it too soon to wanna say it to you? To you. Is it too soon to say it now? Is it too soon to wanna say it to you? To you. Tonight I'm gonna fill your guitar with pigeons. So next time with just the rhythms, as you beat down on wings each time you sing this out loud. You will hear the beats from those street birds' beaks as they fly to me from the south. Is it too soon to say it?
Words, when they slip and slip, and they slip right through it, I don't mean to.
And what you heard was the lovely and awesome band from Vancouver, BC, Hayosh, and they're playing as part of the Play Now, the Grey Cup Final Telus Street Fest, and that's part of Play Now.com. I don't know exactly how it works, but Telus Street Fest is happening on BD and Robson Streets. And yeah, Hey Ocean will be playing tomorrow night, and I highly recommend checking them out because they be absolutely awesome. However, it's time to move on and slowly get towards the, not the end of my show. I still have approximately 20 minutes left. I would love to talk about a show that's happening tomorrow night, November 26th, at The Tunnel. It's the EP release party for Mr. Timothy Wisdom, a local electronic artist. Here's one by him. It's called I Want Out. It's a new release. Check this out. Enjoy it. Dance to it. And then we'll get back. And then he'll be with us. We'll have a good chat. And then, you know what? We're probably going to listen to some more Timothy Wisdom. So here's Timothy Wisdom with I Want Out. We'll be right back. And what you just heard was a brand new single from Mr. Timothy Wisdom, who is on air with us today. And if I hope I have him, he's going to say hello to you right now.
Hello.
How's it going, Timothy?
Great. How are you doing?
I am good. Can I call you Tim or Timothy?
Oh, either one's fine. Tim's fine.
First of all, thank you so much for giving us your time. I know you're very, very busy, especially with a new upcoming show coming up very, very soon that I'm hoping you'll get to talk about quite a lot. Thank you so much for your time. It's a great pleasure to have you here. First things first, we have an upcoming show, I believe it is, very, very soon, tomorrow night. Could you give us a brief about that?
Yeah, sure.
While we're at it, how about we get a brief about you so that people know a little bit more about who they're hearing from?
Okay, sure. I'm Timothy Wisdom. I've been making music and DJing for about 20 years. I've been living in Vancouver for the last 10 years. I've got a bunch of releases under my belt. I play all kinds of music, from funk to glitch to bass music. And I've just put out a brand new EP called The Fade. It's on East Van Digital Records, and you can pick it up on Beatport today. We gave Beatport, which is a special DJ website, an exclusive one-week promotion, so they've got it right now. And then next week it'll be going out on all sorts of other promotional places like Juno Downloads and iTunes and all that stuff.
Sweet. Where's your show going to be at tomorrow night?
We're doing an EP release party at the Tunnel Nightclub, which is on 620 West Pender Street.
Awesome. And we can just find tickets by the door, or can we?
Yeah, you can get advance tickets at High Life Music on Commercial Drive and Beat Street downtown. And I think there'll probably be some left at the door.
It's
as
just
well.
That every single one of your shows I've been to, it's always been packed. And I'm like, okay, it's going to sell out. This time it's going to sell out. So I'm like, you know, I'm always trying to find ways to double check. So I hate going to show and it being sold out, especially if I want to see it. So, ladies and gentlemen, I highly recommend getting your tickets beforehand.
I checked with one of the promoters for the club just a couple days ago, and he said the tickets were half sold. The pre-release tickets were half sold already, and I know Tunnel doesn't hold that many people in the first place. So yeah, I think it'll be a pretty cozy evening.
Dude, you're a wicked musician, you're a wicked performer, man. Like, it's going to be an incredible dance party. I can tell. I can't even tell you that right now, even before you know it.
I should also mention that besides myself, I've also invited a couple local friends to come along and play some of their tunes as well. We've got Bevy Swift, who is from the group Glitchy and Scratchy, and they run a pretty tight crew of glitch hop artists around town. So it's pretty exciting to have him come along and play some of his tunes. And I've also got Vespers coming along to play some music. He's an Ableton Live guru, and Ableton Live is an application that a lot of us use to actually write music in. It's a piece of computer software. And he plays all of his stuff live. He doesn't use turntables or CDs. He actually brings his computers along and a bunch of different MIDI controllers, and he even plays the saxophone. So it'll be a pretty interesting electronic music show with lots of live elements.
So how do you perform? Like, how much of your set is live, and how much of it is predetermined, so to say?
Well, I think, like a lot of DJs, a lot of my work is done in the preparation stages. So I spend a lot of time in my studio writing tunes and getting things ready to play on a dance floor. And then when I go out live and play and perform, I use a set of turntables because I really like the whole scratching aspect and being able to manipulate music on a turntable platter. I think it looks good and it feels really good. I also incorporate lots of live elements. I sing and I rap. I play a few instruments on top of my music. And you know, I put on quite a nice show, I think.
What kind of, I just said you put on an incredible show. What kind of instruments do you play?
I've been using the harmonica and a little bit of keyboard and a few wind instruments over my stuff.
I ask this from any artist I get a chance to interview. It's just a personal question that really, I've always been curious about it. You said you've been playing for 20 years. Obviously, this is something you were meant to do. This is what your calling was. When was that moment, or when did you know that music is going to be my thing and I am going to be a musician? Like, was there a particular moment? Was there a song you heard, or was it just like, I was just born like that?
Well, I can tell you how I kind of got into DJing.
Yeah,
I remember
sure.
I was in grade 6 and I was living in Newfoundland at the time, and I heard DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince.
Nice.
On MTV. Yeah. Now, I don't know if a lot of people know who those guys are now, but the Fresh Prince, you know, he's Will Smith.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
He has this DJ named Jazzy Jeff, who's actually one of the greatest DJs in the world. Really, really skilled guy. So they put out this song that got really popular. It was called Parents Just Don't Understand, and I was only in grade 6, and sort of that caught my attention, so I bought that album. And on the B-side of that album, there's a whole bunch of tracks where Jazzy Jeff does, like, a lot of heavy DJing, where he's scratching and cutting up and doing all kinds of tricks. And I was really interested in that. I had no idea how it was done, but as soon as I heard that, I thought, wow, this is really cool. I want to be able to make this. So I saved up a bunch of money for years, like summer after summer after summer of mowing lawns. I saved up a bunch of money and gave it all to my dad, who was on his way down to New York City. I was in grade 9 at the time, and I gave my dad about $1,000 and said, go down to New York and buy me whatever I need to make this type of music. And I didn't know what he was going to come back with, yeah. But he brought me back a couple of turntables and a drum machine and a sampler. And, of course, I had no one to teach me what I was doing, so I just would watch rap videos to see what those guys were doing and try and mimic it on the gear that I had. So it took me, you know, a couple of years to teach myself what was going on. But eventually I got the hang of it, and now I'm writing my own beats.
That's awesome. It's funny how most people, the people who do remember who Jazzy Jeff was, they remember him as the guy on Fresh Prince, his Will Smith's stupid friend on Fresh Prince.
Phil used to throw him out the window all the time.
Yeah, exactly. not that many people know what an incredible DJ he was. Do you know if he's still spinning right now?
Oh yeah, he is. Yeah, he was in Vancouver a couple of years ago. I haven't seen him for a while, but the last time he was in town, I went to check him out. It was really fun.
Let me know next time he comes down. I'll have to check him out too.
Yeah, for sure.
You work as a local musician. How do you manage? Because that's a question a lot of local artists have. How do they can get their own life of paying rent and getting their life in order, and also carrying a career within the arts within the city? How do you manage to find a balance between that?
Well, you have to be versatile, so I do lots of different types of shows, and I play lots of different types of music. I also tour around quite a bit. I go all across Canada and then down into the U.S., and thanks to the internet, I've got a bunch of global fans now. Thanks to websites like SoundCloud and a bunch of different record labels that I've been associated with, you can actually get your music out all around the world.
Yeah, exactly.
So I've been fortunate enough to get a number of releases out there and then travel around a little bit and be able to play some songs. So I wouldn't say it's not an easy lifestyle. You still have to hustle to get gigs and, you know, keep going. But it's awfully fun, for sure.
But you're not selling insurance in return, you know. It's something you love to do. So I'm sure the hustling and trying to get gigs is just part of the fun of it, I guess.
Yeah, it's sort of part of the nature of the program, I guess. Yeah.
As you might have already known, this past week has been a huge week for CITR because we've been doing our annual fundraiser for in support of community radio, and essentially this is the fundraiser that makes allows CITR to go all year round. As a local musician, what's your take on community radio and the importance it has to us?
Well, I think it's super valuable. I mean, obviously, your show especially is showcasing what's going on in Vancouver, all the local shows that are coming up. So it's a promotional vehicle for all the musicians out there who want to get their shows out. And you don't find that on major radio stations. You mostly get that from the community radio stations. That's, you know, if I'm to listen to radio, that's probably the stations I'll go to first, because that's where you find out, you know, the heartbeat of the city, what's actually going on in the grimy, gritty parts of the city, what's this city about. So yeah, absolutely, Co-op Community Radio is where it's at.
Awesome. Well, dude, thank you so much. I would love to play our listeners your latest tune. It's called Fade. Timothy Wisdom, thank you so much for talking to us on air. I will hopefully see you tomorrow night at your show.
Okay, thank you so much for having me. Take care.
Have a good one, man. Bye-bye.
Ciao.
This one's called Fade by Timothy Wisdom. My minor apologies that we accidentally played I want out. This one is called Fade, and it's by Timothy Wisdom here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Thank you. And that was Timothy's Wisdom with Faith. Thank you so much, Timothy, for tuning in and chatting with us. Please do check his show out at the Tunnel tomorrow night. And thank you very much for listening to Sounds of the City Radio. I am your host, Ryan, and stay tuned for some good open programming with Jason. He's going to be playing you some special, he's going to be dropping in some good beats. However, before I leave you with, I'm going to leave you with another great band that's going to be performing in town. They're also playing at the Grey Cup Festival. I'm sorry, I got the full list of names who, other than Hey Ocean, of the other bands who are playing at the Grey Cup Festival. And on the Saturday, which Hey Ocean will be playing at 8 o'clock, there's quite a number of other great bands playing, including The Boom Booms, Set the Whale, The Matinee, The Bella Game, TV Heart Attack. This one's won by, it's a, I can call it a classic now, it's been around for a while, it's called When the Night, it's by The Boom Booms. And you're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM from the second floor of UBC's sub-building. I am signing out with Sounds of the City, and stay tuned for Jason. Peace out. Good one. Have a good one.
Coming down the dirt road through the town tonight. There is a crowd around, I can feel it breathe. More than 1,000 souls out in the night. I get so blind, I can't see. Smoke is rising from the fire that burns. Sky is purple and the water rise. People talking quiet as they start to learn to see with their own eyes. Their lives, our lives, different as any other. My pain, it's your pain. Tell me, do you wanna go under? You will feel it when the night starts burning. Feet shuffle on that day. And we're gonna find what we're gonna be fighting. Come again.